right now, it is spider season, isn't it? I don't know if you have had the influx yet, but if they're not, like, full of your house full of them already, they are very, very much on their way in right now. I'm going to be level and straight with you. I am absolutely terrified of them. Utterly, utterly, utterly terrified of them. Had an absolute monster in our house last night. And so tonight, I want to honour the people who come to our rescue. The spider catchers. In my instance, girlfriend Michaela, who is on the phone right now. Michaela, hi.
Hello.
You're not a natural spider catcher, are you? You've kind of graduated to this position as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't like spiders, but you don't like spiders more than I don't like spiders.
My dislike of spiders is quite intense, isn't it?
Yes, I would say so when you're up on the couch with a hardback book at the ready.
That's very embarrassing for me. I'm really glad you just said that on the radio. Thanks a lot. But do you know what? The couch is a safe space. It's a very safe space when there's a spider on the floor.
Yeah, I appreciate your guidance from the couch whilst I'm out there trying to sort it out. You were like my cheerleader, actually. You kept me going every time I nearly gave up.
I was like your hype man in the corner.
Yeah.
I would just like to take this moment to thank you for stepping up into the role. I know it's not a natural role that you've taken here, but stepping up into the role of spider catcher in my life and in our house. I'm going to give you the hero alarm. I've got a hero alarm. I can be your hero, baby. You're a hero, Michaela.
Oh, thank you, Daryl.
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye. Okay, I'm dedicating tonight's show to the catchers, to the proper heroes. If there is somebody in your life who you would like to dedicate the hero alarm to for being your spider catcher, like boyfriend or girlfriend, Alice, you have had spider drama literally today. Was it today?
It was literally this morning, yeah. Worst experience of my life. I'm in the middle of teaching year 10 a lesson about prohibition, and one of them goes, "Miss, there's a spider behind you, have a look." I literally just legged it out of the room. Didn't turn around, didn't look, and then I opened the door and I just said, "Can somebody just go and move that? Because I don't think I'll be able to come back in." And the kids were trying and they just couldn't do it, and I couldn't go back in the classroom, so the lesson's absolutely going to pot. Deputy head teacher walked past and I just said, "I'm really sorry, but I can't carry on teaching my lesson. Could you please go and move that spider out of my classroom?" So he had to go and move it until I could go back in and carry on the lesson, but it was pretty traumatising.
What is his name?
Mr. Savage.
Mr. Savage is an absolute legend.
He is. He's my hero, definitely.
Let's give this guy the hero alarm. Mr. Savage, this is for you. I can be your hero, baby. You're a hero, Mr. Savage.
I love that.